Today, I want to acknowledge something that's going on in the community. While our eyes are fixed, this is October 3rd, 2025, our eyes are rightfully fixed on the sentencing of Sean Diddy Combs and all of the victims, the ones we know about and those we don't. Our hearts go out to you. This matters today. Accountability for those who harm women and children in all of the communities. It matters. But listen, while the world's spotlight is turned there, I want us to notice another story because it's important. One that has shaken the Black community. Specifically now, the Black gay community, and we can't overlook that. Austin Wolf. Now, this apparently was a highly visible figure in the adult entertainment industry, and has now this person has now been sentenced for crimes involving the exploitation of minors, children, and the distribution child sexual abuse material. His name may not trend like Diddy's, Sean Combs, but the pain his crimes have caused, especially among Black gay men, because I hear y'all, I see y'all, who already navigate lives at crossroads of racism and homophobia and so much more, you know, bullying all through school, the whole nine. Now that's deep and ongoing. And this matters because too often their voices go unheard and unseen. Now I'm going to acknowledge there are times when sometimes, you know, as Black women, as Black gay men, sometimes we come at a crossroads with one another. But that's not always the case. Sometimes, a lot of times, we find ourselves being strongest allies when no one else has either of our backs. They ain't thinking about neither one of us. So, you know, it can go both ways. But back to them. They carry burdens of rejection in their families, their churches, and their communities. They endure racism within, you know, the broader, their broad community of LGBT spaces. And when harm like this happens, they are left to grieve in the shadows, unnoticed by the entire larger public. And, you know, this isn't right. This isn't right. This is not right. So, I want to acknowledge this, that Black gay men deserve to be heard. I think I've told this story before, although, you know, on my blog, I do a lot of shuffling around, so I honestly don't know if this, where this, story has landed, but my Uncle Alan was the first person. My Uncle Alan passed away many, many years ago when we were not responsible as a society. And I don't recall meeting him, but as I'm told, he loved me and he adored me. And not just me, he left our family monies so that for his passing, so that we could be educated. And that money was used to help us go to school, help us at least get started, to go to school. And he left his love behind for us. Oh my God, that was just so special, y'all. Whew, that was so special. So when I hit the time to go to school, you know, it helped us get, all of us, it helped us get started. And what he went through in his illness, he's a Black gay man. And proud, talented, gifted. My. The stories that still carry forth about that brilliant man. And they told them to me all through my life, and most certainly when I went to go to college. And And that man loved me through. I mean, loved me all my life. All my life. All my life. All my life. He wasn't only, he was not my only black gay kid. Not by far. But it's just one that means so much to me. Because, you know, the way he didn't have to do that. And he did. So, thank you, Uncle Allen. Black men deserve to be heard. They deserve to be seen. They deserve the same protection, care, and attention that we rally around in every other community harmed by abuse. So I urge you to listen to the voices of those grieving and angry, centered the safety and dignity of children above celebrity or reputation. And because I want to acknowledge this too. There are too many stories of young boys, young girls who are harmed in childhood because they don't maybe fit with stereotypical ways that are embedded in our minds of what a girl or a boy should be. And we punish those children, and we go beyond that. I'll say I don't want this to be negative. And at the same time where I stand with this is I often don't, because children do experience death and beatings and the like from not fitting into those type of things, beatings. So we must acknowledge that racism and that homophobia and that exploitation. So when you hear these, that someone was caught with child images, please don't always assume that they are heterosexual images. Understand that there are all kinds of images. All kinds of images. It's a terrible and an evil thing. Exploitation intertwine and they silence. And so we must be about the unsilencing. That's us. We must be about the unsilencing of these folks and not say things like I just saw it yesterday, folks with platforms saying, we must never say use our, but we must never say, hey, I was a victim or I was a survivor. So I know that she's lying. We are not, that's a no. We don't get to do that. So we must be about the unsilencing of folk and let folk tell their story because you know, you are an expert in your story. You're not an expert in someone else's story. This is what it means to be light in the darkness. And I'm going to attach the information about Austin Wolf and his crimes because I tried to intentionally let this be about the victims and the people who are vulnerable to these types of things. So be. All right. At this time, I just wanted us to say that this isn't simply about what's going on with that today and that others are being reminded of things that they may have faced. That at times when things are going on in the community that we don't remember what they may be going through. And I did not want to be one more person who does that. I wanted to do something different. So y'all be great. And let's try to be there for one another. All right. That's all I got. All right. Bye, guys.